Anonymous, or call the regional hotline 888-811-3887 for more information or to find a meeting.
Hey, my name's Nolan Hubbard, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. This is your two-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that need and deserve to be heard. In this first hour, I've got music on the way from Penny and the Pits, Haim coming up, Patty Griffin, Alabama Shakes, Aretha Franklin, music on the way from Patti Smith, The Chicks. But we are going to kick off this episode with brand new music in 2026. 2026 really is shaping up. In January alone, fabulous releases from a new band, PVA, music from new music from Dry Cleaning, but also music from Lucinda Williams. January saw the release of Lucinda Williams, and I have to say, at 73 years old, Lucinda Williams has become a roots music icon because of her fearlessly personal and political body of work. Her latest album is called World's Gone Wrong, and with a title like that, you have to dig deep into your blues roots as Lucinda Williams sings out for a nation in crisis. So new music right now from Lucinda Williams, kicking off this week's Girly So Groovy.
Never goes away. There's a danger to these days. You can feel it in the air. Evil has come to play. You can feel it everywhere. There's a fear in these days. Shadows in the eyes. And you know they say it's the place of truth and lies. There's a danger to these days.
Rose, his blood flowing. plane, clouds pressed with handprints stained. One last breath, the sky is high, the hungry earth, the empty vein, the ashes rain, death's own bed, man's own kin into the wind. One last breath, holding light, blood not tied, braid undone, a child born, the hollow horn, a warrior died, a warrior died. One last breath, lake of flame, spirit moans, the spirit shed, the heavens fed, man's own kin.
To my own drum, march, march to my own drum. Hey, hey, I'm an army of one. Oh, I'm an army of one. March, march to my own drum, march, march to my own drum. Hey, hey, I'm an army of one. And take it to the gun range.
Oh, cut the shit, you ain't going to the gun range.
Standing with them, my inner sons and daughters, watching our youth have to solve our problems. I follow them, so who's coming with me?
Half of you love me, half already hate me.
March, march to my own drum. March, march to my own drum. Hey, hey, I'm an army of one. Oh, I'm an army of one. March, march to my own drum. March to my own drum. Hey, hey, I'm an army of one. Oh, I'm an army of one. Tell the old boys in the white bread lobby what they can and can't do with their bodies. Temperatures are rising, cities are sinking.
Oh, cut the shit, you know your city is sinking.
Lies are truth and truth is fiction.
If you want to change the world, your own or someone else's, all you need to do is get out there and march. Music right there to inspire. That is The Chicks with their song March, March. That's from the band's latest album, Gaslighter. In the middle, it is, of course, punk trailblazer Patti Smith, Gone Again, the title track from her album Gone Again, which was considered in many ways Patti Smith's comeback album after losing her husband and raising her children in the suburbs of Detroit in Grosse Pointe. She returned to music with the phenomenal album Gone Again. And then kicking off the full 2 hours, brand new music from longstanding girly so groovy heavyweight Lucinda Williams. The new album's called World's Gone Wrong. We heard the track Something's Gotta Give, one of the fabulous albums already released in 2026. Right now, it is time for an artist that I would consider a contemporary of Lucinda Williams, Patti Griffin, an absolute treasure when it comes to Americana folk songwriting. Well, for her 11th album, Crown of Roses, Patti Griffin approached it as art therapy. And what I mean by that, prior to writing the album, fate threw Patti Griffin a slew of obstacles. She was in treatment for breast cancer. She temporarily lost her voice. She struggled with writer's block. She ended a serious romantic relationship, and she became her mother's caretaker in the last years of her mom's life. The album is a glimpse at all of the forces that have recently shaped Patti Griffin's heart. The album is called Crown of Roses. We featured it a few times here on the program. Here is Patti Griffin with I Know a Way right now here on Girly So Groovy.
At least
can't go down that road, the one that you knew so well. It disappeared in a landslide. Oh, why can't we be best friends anymore? To say a friend and to be between a girl and a boy. I don't know who said it. Oh, why it got to be so wrong? Oh, don't you call, don't you care anymore, it's not fair, don't let them get you, they took us both and now I got to fish you, well I don't know how to fix you, you said it's just the way it is with you, and how long, I can't give me no answers. I keep rolling on. Oh, wow. Can't you see that I'm not trying to be no kind of bother? I'm just trying. Say it was left between you and me, and where we left it before they took it all, and took all. Oh, all I let them drive a wedge between. Well, I watched it, and I didn't say nothing. Now I'm crying. And when I say, now I'm saying, I'm praying to that sweet melody.
If you won't let me give all of
celebrating voices that deserve to be heard. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Last week, I put a call out to you, the loyal listeners, and mentioned, hey, it is February, which means it is Black History Month. Which Black voices do you want to hear on the program? And two listeners from two different ends of Canada reached out with two phenomenal recommendations. Jeff, who listens to Girly So Groovy Sunday mornings in Halifax, Nova Scotia at CKDU 88.1 FM, Sundays 8 to 10 o'clock in the morning, reached out with his recommendation for Aretha Franklin. How could you let February go by and not include such a diva voice as Aretha Franklin? Let's break that song down. So that is Ain't No Way by Aretha Franklin, released on her 1968 album, Lady Soul. Two interesting notes of music nerd trivia. That song, Aretha Franklin's sister, Carolyn Franklin, wrote the song. Then that backing, like almost operatic vocal, the vocals in the background, not Aretha Franklin. Sissy Houston, Whitney Houston's mother, is doing that incredible backing vocal. The production quality on it, just the everything about that song is just absolutely gorgeous. I was so lucky back in the late 90s to catch Aretha Franklin performing with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, and I will never forget that song, Aretha at the piano, and the vocals just almost, if you could, you could almost visualize the vocals hitting the roof of Orchestra Hall. 30 years later, I still don't forget that. Okay, so that was request number one. And then Steph, who listens at CHLY Nanaimo, British Columbia. Tuesday evenings, we are featured CHLY 101.7 FM. Steph reached out through Instagram to let me know her pick for a Black History Month voice, Brittany Howard. We love Brittany Howard here on Girly So Groovy. So I thought, let's go right back to the very beginning when Brittany Howard became famous thanks to her band Alabama Shakes. The debut album is called Boys and Girls, and that is the title track that we heard. So huge thank you to both loyal listeners for reaching out. Remember, if you have any requests, especially, like I say, for Black History Month, or if there's just bands or musicians that you think deserve to be heard, let me know. On Instagram, you can find us at GSG Radio, or Facebook. We're sit there. We are simply Girly So Groovy, Girly and Groovy, ending with an IE. All you have to do is message me those requests. And then kicking off the set, it is Patti Griffin. New music from her. The new album is called Crown of Roses. We heard I Know a Way from Patti Griffin. Lots more music to get to still coming up in the next 30 minutes. Haim, the Bell Brigade, music coming up from Private Lives, Penny in the Pits, Diet Sig as well. But up next, it is new music from Billy Nomates. Three albums in, UK musician Billy Nomates is finally getting some Girly So Groovy radio love with her newest album, Metal Horse. She released it last spring. Billy Nomates is a singer-songwriter who channels post-punk folk and pop into refreshingly honest songwriting about being resilient. We need resilience in this world. Billy Nomates up next here on Girly So Groovy.
My best friend's dying. Nothing to do. Giving up trying. Lost in a
nothing worth I can't understand why you don't understand me.
Sister Trio Haim right there with their song The Steps. That's from the band's 2020 album, Women in Music Part 3. In the middle, it is Los Angeles sister brother duo, The Bell Brigade. The song is When Everything Was What It Was. That's from the duo's album, Just Because. Fun fact about The Bell Brigade, they are the grandchildren of movie soundtrack symphonic conductor, writer John Williams. Fun fact. Then we kicked off the set with Billy No Mates with her song Nothing Worth Winning. That's from her album Metal Horse, released back in May. If you're a fan of acts like Fiona Apple, Amy Mann, The Weather Station, Martha Wainwright, you're going to find something you absolutely love in Billy No Mates. Let's keep things moving right now. It is music from punk pop band Private Lives right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you.
From upstate New York, it is alternative rock duo Diet Sig. The song is called Made of the Mist. That's from the duo's debut album, Swear I'm Good at This. In the middle, it is Penny and the Pits. They are a grungy garage rock punk quartet based out of St. John, New Brunswick. The band conjures up 1990s riot girl and alternative rock energy on their debut album, Liquid Compactor. It was released back in the summer. It's an album that processes feminist joy, feminist rage, and feminist revenge. We heard the song Eutychus from Penny and the Pits. And then kicking off the set, it is a band that started as COVID garage rock, hobbies. It's Montreal band Private Lives. Yes, a band that started as just a hobby during COVID, and they're now two albums in. We heard the song Trust in Me. It's the opening track from the band's debut album, Hit Record. So much more music to get to in the second hour, but before we do that, let's wrap up this first hour. Let's continue with this rock and roll fun, shiny, new Old Songs is the name of the latest album from Vancouver queer garage rock duo, the Pack AD. Here's the song Devious from the Pack AD right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
My name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
The National Campus and Community Radio Association is a coast-to-coast collection of stations providing alternative radio. Since 1986, the NCRA has supported a network of community radio stations giving voice to socially, politically, culturally, and economically disadvantaged groups. Representing diversity in